Welcome back to another episode of the KKLZ Morning Show.
Hey, turn it off!
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
Why are you so happy?
Hey, it's Friday.
It's the weekend. Hooray.
Actually, a three-day weekend.
A three-day weekend?
It's Labor Day weekend.
Labor Day weekend.
Three-day weekend.
Labor Day weekend.
Backyard barbecue.
You're drinking beer?
It's the last.
It's the last weekend of summer.
Summer.
Unofficially.
We can still
have a party.
Party, party, party.
Happy Labor Day.
Let's go. Let's go.
Let's do it. Three-day weekend. Looking forward to it.
Yes, it is.
Mike and Carla Morning Show with our executive producer, Morty. 6:01. Yeah, getting ready to kick off that long holiday weekend and just in time.
Yeah.
Just in time.
Boy, I know it, huh?
Wrapping up summer. And yesterday, for those people waking up early this morning, might have missed it. We had a winner for the Alaskan cruise. Somebody finally figured out with the clue we handed out this past Wednesday over at Scenic Brewing Company.
Boy.
What was in my pocket?
Yeah.
Now, we have the audio. We're going to play that for you in just a couple of minutes. So if you thought you knew, verify it
and put it to bed.
Woo!
Man.
All right, so we'll play that for you a little bit later on. All right. Weather-wise, boy, cool. You know what? I was looking for the weather. It's just going to be hot.
Yeah, I know.
Just going to be hot today and right through the weekend. High today, 108, 109 tomorrow, and then 104 on, or 107 on Sunday, and on Labor Day, 104. So.
I keep looking to see what it's going to be like for our end of summer bash next week.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be down to about 100 or so. So that won't be bad. That's during the day. So it'll be pretty nice.
By the way, we have those tickets to give away a little bit later on this morning at about 8:40. Make sure you're listening for that. Otherwise, Carla's first take on some entertainment news coming up here in a bit.
Just when I think I don't like Kim Kardashian, she does something to pull me back in.
All right, more on that and other stories after the Eagles in Hotel California.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
So yesterday, Kerry Washington, she misses very much how she used to interact with her fans on Thursday nights when Scandal was still on. So she gave out her phone number and asked them to text her.
Wow.
So she could chit-chat back and forth. And I'll give it to you because it's out there. Write it down, people. 718-400-7118. Now, don't be an idiot, okay? Just she will chat with you. Mm-hmm. You want to chat with her. Ask her what she's doing, what she's working on, whatever. So, yeah, good for her because she used to get a lot of interaction, obviously, on
Twitter.
That's
pretty brave.
It's very brave. I'm hoping she got another phone.
Right.
Boy, wow.
You know what? Yesterday we talked about sounds like a good idea at the time.
Yes, exactly.
This might be a good one.
A lot of, or a few celebrities have done this, and it's worked out fine.
Okay.
But I always think they have, like, another phone or two, you know.
And somebody on it.
I'm hoping. Okay. God, I'm hoping. Are you calling her? Are you going to text her?
Yeah.
Morty, there you go.
Try.
Okay.
Mike and Carla in Vegas, say hi.
Yeah.
Call us if you're bored, right? And then I'll send her a nude if you'd like, if that'll help.
Perfect.
Number one more time.
Oh, 718.
Okay.
400.
Uh-huh.
7118.
All right.
Time is
work on that.
She's got to be up, right?
Yeah.
Come on.
Back east.
Come on. You're not working. Hello? No, I think she might be working on something. Kim Kardashian. So she's not just helping people get out of prison. She's also finding them jobs when they get out. Last year, she actually convinced President Trump to pardon Alice Marie Johnson. She spent 21 years in prison for a nonviolent drug offense. Basically, a really kind of a petty crime by today's standards. Now Alice, she's 64 years old. She's modeling Kim's new shapewear line.
What?
Those Skims I mentioned yesterday. Yes, she's a model because Kim's using women of all shapes, sizes, ages as models, and she is now one of them. Alice Marie Johnson, good for her.
Wow.
And very nice of you, Kim Kardashian. Gosh, I have to admit it. Ah, and man alive, one of the best songs that the Cars ever did, and I know, Mike, it's one of your favorites. Well, Tim McGraw has actually covered this song. He said it's a song he used to sing in bars when he was younger, and it reminds him of high school. He loves it. Listen to this.
Who's gonna drive you home?
absolutely. I really like it a lot. It doesn't sound like Tim McGraw at all to me. And he's done this before. He'll cover. There are certain songs he just loves. And this is going on his new album. Don't know when it's coming out. Don't even know what it's called yet. But that is a song going on it. By the way, a little fun fact. Rick Ocasek did not sing that song. That was Benjamin Orr who sang that song. Okay. He sang lead on that song and several of the other songs.
One of the best songs ever.
Yeah, I love that song.
All right, if you missed it yesterday, Larry Martino in the 4 o'clock hour.
Yes.
Had Devin Brown on the phone. And listen to how that went.
96.3 KKLZ presents the 96 Days of Summer, sponsored by Scenic Brewing Company. You can win an amazing Alaskan luxury cruise for two if you can tell us where to find Mike from the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Debbie Brown, you are caller 9, and Debbie, we need you to tell us the exact street address, city, state, and zip code where Mike O'Brien's vacation photo was taken. And to win that cruise of a lifetime, we also need to know what's in Mike's pocket. So, Debbie, what is your final answer, please?
Okay, 6135 East Street, Springfield, Oregon, 97478. And is it a troll?
Like a doll?
Yeah, you know, like those little troll dolls that they used to have with the big crazy hair.
All right, let's see how you do here, Debbie. Debbie, you got 5 out of 5 correct.
So that was yesterday afternoon, Debbie, in the 4 o'clock hour.
Love it.
Debbie Brown and her husband Shane off on a 7-day Alaskan cruise.
Right.
What was in my pocket? It was a troll doll.
Yes, a troll doll.
The clue, this gonks for you, which is another name for a troll doll. She put 2 and 2 together, won it. So congratulations, Debbie Brown from Scenic Brewing Company and, of course, 96.3 KKLZ. Morty just reminded me, he busted me. We were having a meeting. And I do something that even my wife will say, how old are you, 5? What are you doing? Yeah. And I pull my shirt. If I wear a T-shirt, sometimes I'll pull it over my knees as I'm sitting.
Right. Not
kind of stretch it out a little bit.
Not good to do. It just makes you guys, by the way, I'll just say it, look really fat.
Yeah.
Because all it does is leave, like, lumps in the front. It's not good to do.
Makes the kangaroo pouch.
Yes, exactly. Now, when you do the tuck, you can do the pull out a little
bit. Yeah.
You know, if you do a tuck.
And then poof it up a little bit.
Yeah, you do the tuck poof.
I did it, and all of a sudden, I noticed my grandson, Ethan, only 7 years old, doing the same thing. She goes, great, Dad.
Now,
he's, and he doesn't even have to do it.
Yeah, exactly. Great.
What are those kid-like things you find your husband or boyfriend doing? Or maybe you yourself.
Your partner, your partner, yourself,
I don't know if it's kid-like, but I still tie my shoelaces in a double knot.
I don't know where they're going. I don't really do that unless they're long.
Maybe
unless
that's
they're
it.
Too long.
Uh-huh.
But, yeah, because then if I go to untie them, then all they do is tie into a knot, and then I'm just screwed for, like, 10 minutes.
Yeah, frustrated.
And then you're really a kid trying to get the knot
out. Yes, yes.
Anything you do, Carla?
It hurts to bend.
I've never noticed anything you do.
I don't know if there's anything. I mean, there are a lot of things I do, like the stupid shows I watch. And, those things. But, you know, like Beverly Hills 90210. But I'm trying to think of some of the things I do. I put a lot of stuff in baggies, little things, just like I don't reuse baggies, by the way, but I do a lot with baggies, with food, little food, things like that. I don't know if that's kid-like or not.
I don't know either,
but
if you're listening this morning.
I'm trying to think about it.
What are those kid-like things you still do as an adult? 702-739-9636. We'll start the list. You can either text or call in on the KKLZ Talk and Text Lines, powered by Centennial Toyota. Love to hear from you. Steve Perry and O'Sherry.
Wakes me up the right way.
Good morning. You're listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Best way to wake up.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
What are those kid things you still do as an adult? Now, I told you I pull my T-shirts over my jeans or over my knees.
Mm-hmm.
Stretch them out a little bit. Morty busted me, goes, what are you, 5?
Yeah.
I think you actually thought of something.
I swing. I like to go and, like, when I run, I go through parks every once in a while, and I like to swing on the swings. I love it, and I do it a lot. But I can't. If you go real high as you get older, I get a little nauseous. So I have to slow down a little bit. And then I also don't like pants. And I'm sharing too much. I walk around with just a shirt and undies on most of the time.
That's it?
Yeah. I don't like pants. And most kids don't like to
wear
them.
And I'll be honest with you. I'm not a big pant guy either.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or hard shoes.
And you're married. And you probably, I don't know if you can just walk around with your polo and undies on. Hi, Jody, my honey. But I sure can.
John, what about you?
I like to eat cereal right out of the box. I don't need a bowl.
No?
I don't need milk. Just squeeze the top so that it's more round and rectangular so I can get my hot dog fingers down in there and scoop up Lucky Charms.
Wow.
Right in my mouth.
Morty and I were wondering, do you have to flatten the box out then back to get it back in the cupboard?
No.
Oh.
Hey, this looks like a beer belly.
I know. It does. Oh, gosh.
Also been known to eat the whole box in one sitting.
Well, back in the cabinet. We got some good ones. Anna says, I still double knot my laces. I do root beer floats. When twisting the stem from an apple, I say the alphabet. Remember, the letter that you land on is supposed to be the first initial of the person you're going to marry. Remember that?
I've never heard of that.
Oh, yeah. Oh. Yeah, we used to do that. You twist the apple stem. A, B, C.
Wow.
You generally didn't get much past B or C. So, so I was a winner for a lot of boys back in the day.
I never thought about that. Yeah, being a C.
Yes. Debbie says, I still catch lizards like I did when I was a kid. And you can certainly do that here. Krista, I'm 55 years old and I watch SpongeBob every night before I go to sleep.
Is there nothing else on?
She said I have a very technical job where I have to use my brain way too much, so I feel like it relaxes me a little bit.
Yeah.
Which is nice, man. I love these. You guys, these are great.
Keep them coming.
These are great.
702-739-9636. Those things as an adult, but those kid things you still do as an adult. Keep them coming. Would love to hear from you. People texting in those kid-like things that we still do as adults, and we all do them.
Yes, we do.
Morty reminded me of another one where you have the straw in the drink, and then you put your thumb over the top of the straw and then pull it out.
I do that almost every time. If I put, like, sweetener in iced tea or something, I take it out and dissolve it.
Mm-hmm.
To dissolve the sweetener.
It's a trick.
Yeah, it's a trick. That's what it is. Yes. Michelle said, to this day, I can't eat a sandwich without putting potato chips right in the center of it. And then you got to smash it up.
Uh-huh.
And then she said, I also order kids' meals at fast food places just to get the toy. So not for the kids, nothing like that.
I love that.
I know. Brandy says, I'm 42 years old. I just bought a pair of Heelys, and I love them. Yes, those are with your little wheels on the back.
See, I would be afraid I'd break my neck or something like that.
I know it, man.
Good for her.
Sharon, I still get temporary tattoos and put them on occasionally. Or if we're at an event where they'll paint them on, I do that.
One more.
Sean is the one. Sean does he says, I do the up and down arm wave out my window when I'm driving. So he does the, even while he's driving the with the arm out the window. Yeah.
I love it. What about you, Sam?
I still get my Oreo cookies and eat the icing out of the middle.
There you go. I love
it. You split them up and eat the icing first.
That's what I do.
Sam, thanks so much for the call.
Okay, thank you.
See, we're all kids at heart.
I know. Yeah, absolutely. I hope so.
Queen, Bowie, Under Pressure. Mike and Carla Morning Show, 7:07. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Was just thinking about, congratulations, by the way, to Debbie Brown.
Yes.
Debbie Brown won the Alaskan Cruise. If you want to figure out or want to find out what was in my pocket, it's on our website, 96.3kklz.com. The audio from yesterday when Larry had her on the phone, she was so excited. It sounded great. Just go to our website.
I didn't think we'd get a winner yesterday.
I didn't think so either.
I didn't. And I was starting to question some of our listeners. It's like, what are you people drinking? Jeez. What are you smoking?
But we're going to put it up there. So if you want to go to 96.3kklz.com, check it out. And if you couldn't figure out what was in my pocket, it's all right there. Sunshine, excessive heat warning today. Tomorrow, high today, 108, 109. Tomorrow, and then on Sunday, 107. Partly cloudy on Labor Day, high 104. It's about 85 outside right now. Just a few things we think you should know. Got that lined up for you after Fleetwood Mac and Gypsy.
Coming on the air to bring you essential news. just a few things Mike and Carla think you should know.
Here we go.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, this is pretty epic. The board game Clue turns 70 this year.
Wow.
Well, right now Hasbro is holding an online vote to replace one of the 9 original rooms, and that is the hall.
You can't do that.
I agree. Yeah. I agree. They want to replace it with a different room. You can vote before September 9th, replace it with either a guest room, a bathroom, a drawing room, or a remodeled version of the hall.
Just leave it as it is.
I know. Yeah. I don't know, though I think a bathroom is kind of cool, you know.
Yeah.
Lead pipe in the bathroom.
Yeah.
That sounds pretty good.
Sounds pretty good, right?
I know. Well, obviously. Yeah, since the game was invented 70 years ago, the original version has featured a kitchen, ballroom, conservatory, billiard room, library, study, hall, lounge, and dining room.
Just keep it like that.
Leave it like it. I hope that everybody just votes on remodeling the hall then.
Yeah.
Leave it alone.
And I love the movie, too.
Yeah. Yes, the movie was good. I like the movie, too. Mike, this is good for you.
Yes.
Married people may be less likely to develop dementia.
Perfect.
Yeah, because I don't think your spouse ever lets you forget anything,
no.
Do they? No. No, which is sad because married people are probably the ones who want to forget. But
yes.
Yeah, so you might be.
I was kind of counting on that.
Yeah, you might. I don't remember.
You don't have dementia because I listened to your morning show.
Yes,
and they
exactly.
Said that you don't have dementia because you're married.
Yes.
Yeah, crap.
And I am indulging for a moment, and I am going to congratulate people. This is something you should know. Tomorrow it is officially. It's called Jokester's Day. That's a comedy club downtown that some good friends of mine, comics, opened up a long time ago. They're doing their 1,000th show.
Yay.
Mayor Goodman is proclaiming it Jokester's Day tomorrow. That is August 31st. Go check it out. It's the downtown club. Shows are at 10:30, which is why I never get to work it. But two good friends of mine, Don Barnhart, who you know.
Yes.
Derek Richards, my friend Kathleen Dunbar involved in this. And I just want to congratulate them. So you're going to pull some jokes tomorrow?
You being the jokester that you are?
I know. I might have to go over, you know, do the 10:30 show.
Wow.
Oh, jeez. Yeah. So congratulations, guys.
Hey, listen, do you have Prince Albert in a can? Well, you better let him out. Okay. Is your refrigerator running?
Yes.
You better go catch it.
I will. I like to pull out the classics. Yes.
All right. Well, check that out.
Yes.
That's very cool. Downtown.
It is cool. Yeah,
love it.
It is cool.
The Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Helps us start the day with warmth and vigor.
96.3 KKLZ.
You know, last hour we were talking about those kid things you still do as an adult.
Yeah.
So Carla found this list.
Well, I was reminded of, you know, what an adult I am or am not yesterday when I came home and my sprinkler was just shooting all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm trying to fix it and I can't fix it because I don't have the part and I don't know where to get the part. And I'm trying to tie off a piece of plastic.
Uh-huh.
Like, that's going to do it. And we ran across this list in keeping with that on like adulting.
See, I wish you would have called me because that's one of the few things I could have fixed for you.
Well, I may have to get you over this afternoon because I can't find the whatever pain in the butt. So I just shut the water off.
Well,
shut it off. That's what I did right there. Just shut the water off.
Show you sprinkler.
That's right. You know what? My lawn may die, but there's going to be no leaking. But yes, this list of things that basically says if you can do this, you're a pretty good adult.
Okay.
So can you guys all swallow a pill?
Yes.
Fairly easily. Don't have to do, do that thing.
Don't have to mash it up.
Mm-mm.
Put it in a spoon.
Even the elephant sized ones?
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, you can still get them down.
Mm-hmm.
You know, okay. Can you sew a button on?
Kind of.
Yes.
If I have to.
Not
John?
At all. I'd have to staple it on.
Wow.
Or paper. Just paper
they
clip
have
my shirt
that.
Shut.
They have that, I can't remember, buttoneer or something like that. Yeah. Can you tie a double Windsor knot? That's just for you, Mike.
Stop it.
Any of you guys, can
yes,
you?
Yes, I can. I can tie a tie. I don't know if it's a double Windsor
knot.
Double loop it.
Can that's good. Can everybody kill a spider without screaming?
Yes.
Yes.
I don't. I'm going to scream. Do you make your bed every morning?
I do that.
Every morning.
I do that.
No.
You don't?
No.
I do.
No.
See, that shocks me.
I know. I know. I do.
Out of anybody on this show, I thought you would make your bed because, well, maybe not.
And there's,
I don't know.
Yeah. There's some things I will forego.
You don't?
Because I make my bed. Oh, I make it every morning.
Okay.
Every morning. And I mean, I put the pillows back on. I do everything before I leave.
Because, John, you just seem to me as somebody who has everything in order. You go in your office, everything is nice and neat.
Right.
Yeah, but when it comes to that, it's like no one sees it.
No.
So I don't remake it because then
I don't want to tell you what my dad said.
Yeah.
Messy room, messy life.
That's right.
Well, I didn't have a messy life.
Boy, I'm going to tell you right now, everybody in this room and all of you listening are going to go every which way on this one. Do you put your laundry away right after it's dry? Meaning fold it and put it away.
Now, Jody does the laundry, and she does it very systematically.
Mm-hmm.
And then what she does, thinking, I will put it away, she puts it on the bed, thinking, if we're going to go to bed, I'm going to have to do that. But what I do is systematically put it through my process.
Right.
I move it to the top of the dresser.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Because that's the process. It goes from the bed, for me, the bed to the dresser. Then I start the process of putting it away, maybe a couple of days later.
That's what mine does, too. Goes from, like, the dryer to the couch to the bed to the dresser. And I live alone. So.
I was just thinking.
Somebody going to get to this?
Mine immediately folded and put away. And stuff that doesn't go in the dryer gets laid out to dry. And as soon as it's dry, it gets put away.
See, exactly what I was talking about, but you don't make your bed.
Don't make your bed.
Don't make my bed, but don't.
Wow.
This is disturbing.
Okay.
Mine stays in the dryer. It's still in the dryer.
Not surprised.
If that happens, I have to rewash it and dry it again because it's all wrinkled now and it's not going to, I can't.
You know what? Anybody listening this morning, how do you handle that?
Yes.
Whether you live alone or with your family, with somebody else.
Can you do any of these things? Can you fold a fitted sheet?
Or
let's just wrap it up right there.
In a ball.
In a ball.
702.
Corner.
739.
Corner.
96.
Yeah. Talk.
36. Talk or text. We'd love to hear from you. Talking about how good you are at adulting.
Yes. Yeah. Boy, we have, our listeners are very grown up. Listen to this. Sue said, I fold my laundry as soon as I take it out of the dryer, immediately put it away.
Yeah.
And yes, I make my bed every day as well. But I know I'm a neat freak because I wipe around the sink when I'm finished, not only at home, but in public restrooms.
Ooh.
I can't stand walking up to a wet counter. That is really nice for those of us behind you, Sue. But
I don't know if I would do it. I do it at home.
Right.
Because Jody has a thing about that.
Yes. Oh, I get it.
So she has me in the habit of doing it. But in a public restroom, I don't know if I would do that.
I know. I've done it because, like, I have to get near it and there's so much water there sometimes. But,
I would do that.
Yeah.
Take some paper towels and wipe
it down. Yeah.
But put my hand in the sink. And,
I know. I'm not. Oh, God.
Okay.
Teresa says, I can fold a fitted sheet and my bed gets made every single day. Laundry put away right away. And this was interesting, too. Now, Mike said, I make sure I'm home when the dryer buzzes so I can hang my shirts right away. No ironing. And I can fold a fitted sheet, no problem.
Wow.
So, now, somebody wrote this in. This is interesting. You're truly an adult if you know what not to throw at an electrical fire. Do you know what you don't use in on an electrical fire?
I know it's not water.
That's right. You're right. It's not water. No, you use like the
baking soda or something
like that. Yes, exactly. Yeah.
Ta-da!
I know.
I've grown up.
I know. Very cool.
All right.
Very cool.
Calling about you not making the bed or you
making
the bed.
Making my bed,
Valerie, what were you saying?
Oh, girl, why do you make your bed every day? You only make it more work for yourself. You're going to get back in it.
No, I make my bed every day.
No, that's
every
what you're saying.
Why? You're going to get back in it at the end of the day. You know what I mean? You're making more work for yourself.
No. That's like saying, why flush the toilet? I'm just going to go again.
Flush it at the end of the day.
Yeah.
That's an opposite thing there.
Yeah, nice analogy. Entertainment news. We'll do that. Carla's Take after Gloria Gaynor. I Will Survive.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well. The Rolling Stones. Were you going to the show tomorrow night in Miami? Well, you're not now.
What?
No, you're not now. Thanks to Hurricane Dorian, they are playing tonight instead, which kind of sucks if you specifically said, oh, we can only go Saturday night.
Well, that's why I didn't go Friday night, because I could only go.
Yeah, well, you got to go tonight. Yep, they're not going to be able to do it. Can't do it tomorrow night because of the impending doom. So they're playing tonight. No opening act. They're going on at 8:30. Bam. That's it. That's it.
It's going to be quick, folks.
It's the best they're going to do right there. Kirsten Dunst said in an interview recently that she feels very ignored by Hollywood. Scott Baio said, here, hold my beer. But it's interesting because she's done some big movies. I mean, back in the, she did a couple of the Spider-Man movies. What was the other? The Bring It. She's doing a series right now on, and I can never remember, HBO or Showtime, which just started. Really good. So
there's something about her that I always thought she was hot.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is.
There's like, she has a
cutesy hot or something. Yeah, I don't know what it is.
She has that like bad, like kind of mean girls quality, but I don't. Well, from that movie, what was it? Bring It, Bring It On, Bring It. Yeah. The
it's
cheerleader
been brought.
Movie. Yes, it was brought.
It was brought.
Betty White, 97 flippin' years old. She is appearing in a new promo celebrating the NFL's 100th season.
You know, that's the thing about kicking off the NFL's 100th season. I don't think there's anybody out there who can possibly put that into words.
I can.
Betty Weiss?
E-Dog's talking now. 100 years of NFL history. The Packers and the Bears. There's only one thing more badass than this year's kickoff. And you're looking at her.
Wow.
Yes. Yeah, B-Dog.
B-Dog. That is awesome.
That, of course, the game, that's the one, man.
Thursday
right
night.
There. Yep, Thursday night.
Looking forward to it, man.
Very cool.
Packers, Bears, doesn't get any better than that. All right. Hey, by the way, want to remind everybody, Speedy Mart, Michelob Ultra, and the new Michelob Ultra Pure Gold, giving you that chance to be a VIP at Mike and Carla's End of Summer Bash. Happening September 7th, Saturday night, downtown Las Vegas Event Center. Yes. Biggest 80s party of the year. You could actually win free tickets, an overnight stay at the Golden Nugget, meet and greet passes, and a lot more. Stop by the Speedy Mart, 401 East Horizon Ridge Parkway, Henderson, today, 4 to 5. If you want more info about that, tap the KKLZ free app on your smartphone or go to our website, 96.3kklz.com. We want to give away those tickets for End of Summer Bash. This is, of course, presented by Finley Toyota. They'll do anything to sell you a car. Biggest 80s party of the year, September 7th, downtown Las Vegas Event Center. So, here you go. All you have to do before we get to news, identify the movie this clip is from. Listen to this.
So, what would you little maniacs like to do first?
All right. And by the way, the band that was in that movie or wrote the theme song for that movie, they're going to be there.
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
Here it is again.
So, what would you little maniacs like to do first?
By title, identify the movie that clip is from. Phone lines are on hold. We'll get through news and weather. 702-739-9636. Look for a winner starting with caller number 9. Giving you a chance to win those tickets for the End of Summer Bash. All you have to do is tell us, what movie is this clip from? Here it is.
So, what would you little maniacs like to do first?
Carla, we have Cody on the phone. Cody, can you identify the movie, the title of that movie from that clip?
Weird Science.
Yes.
Yeah, dude. There you go.
All right. You got the tickets. You are going to the Lost 80s Live Tour. It's our second annual End of Summer Bash, downtown Las Vegas Event Center, presented by Finley Toyota. The tickets from the Keller Cooling and Heating Prize Closet. So hang on the line. We'll tell you how to pick them up. And thank you for listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
It's Mike and Carla's Other News.
Here's some of the other news we think you should be aware of. A little mother-daughter bonding the other day in Tennessee when the two went to a grocery store, stole a bunch of crab legs.
Oh, I get it.
I don't know if they put them down their pants or what, but the manager approached them and said, hey, I know you're ripping off the crab legs. Well, they punched him in the face. And ran away with the crab legs.
They're crab legs, man. Wow.
In Tennessee.
In Tennessee, exactly.
Mom and daughter.
It's a rarity. Jeez.
Well, other people in the store, they witnessed the whole thing and could identify the mother and daughter. And
yes.
They've since been caught. And
yes. Get that. Get those crab. And get my tooth. All right. Get my tooth as well.
$200 worth of crab legs in their pants and purse.
We don't. Cletus, come here.
Now, this is a feel. You know what? I should save this for a feel-good story, but listen to this. You know, the big thing between Chick-fil-A and Popeyes?
Yes.
Well, a Chick-fil-A worker in North Carolina saw that the employees at a Popeyes across the street were so stressed out from the crowd looking for that new chicken sandwich.
Right.
Well, he went to the store next door and gave them food.
That's awesome.
He gave the workers at Popeyes food. Said,
that.
Hey, you know what? I understand where you're coming from. I know what you're going through.
It was a feel-good story that I was going to do for the feel-good story. I'm just going to take that. Delete that right there. Okay. No,
people only listen in quarter hours. That's all they do.
I can do
so.
It again. For you P1s, I can do it again. Hey, so a guy in Wisconsin, very desperate to get those rare, and they are rare and so hard to get, Green Bay Packer season tickets. He's making some crazy proposals on Craigslist. He's offering $10,000 to someone who will adopt him as an adult son to give him tickets in their will.
Oh.
He's done that. Or $10,000 to marry someone with season tickets.
Okay.
And then they'll divorce and he'll get them in the divorce settlement.
Is that what he thinks?
That's what's going to happen.
Yes.
Oh.
It'll happen exactly like
yes,
that.
Yes, exactly. A story, and maybe I'll just leave this for the other news story. When I worked in Green Bay one of the first times, there was this this old woman who came in, and she came to see me work. Funny Bone, it was called. And she said, I just needed a laugh. And she said, my husband died not so long ago. And I said, oh, I'm sorry about that. She said, so am I. She said, because he had season tickets to the Green Bay Packers, and he left them in his will to his brother. So, yes. Oh, okay. All right.
Oh,
yes.
My God.
Yeah. Those
only a cheesehead could think that way.
Uh-huh. Exactly.
You talk about the ultimate slap in the face.
Yes.
In Green Bay.
Yes, exactly. He never loved you. He never loved you.
Truly.
Oh, my God. I'm so sorry, man, but I'm glad I could make you laugh.
What do you say after
with
that?
My little booby jokes. Oh, you know what? It is Thursday. That's your other news.
All right. Last night, we handed out the last bonus clue to help you decipher what's in my pocket.
Yes, we did.
The place was packed last night. Scenic Brewing Company, 8410 West Desert Inn. So here you go. Light them up. Going to look for caller number 9. You know, we gave somebody a chance to win earlier this morning.
Yep, they did not get it.
I wasn't there. So here you go. A chance to win that 7-day Alaskan cruise. You know what we're looking for? Street address, city, state, zip code in that order. And then, of course, what you think is in my pocket. Got to be over 25 years of age or older to win. 702-739-9636. Caller number 9. So good luck.
96.3 KKLZ presents the 96 Days of Summer, sponsored by Scenic Brewing Company. You can win an amazing Alaskan luxury cruise for two if you can tell us where to find Mike from the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Location. Carla, Randy is caller number 9.
Okay.
Randy, don't know if you were there last night to pick up that bonus clue, but you have a chance to win the 7-day Alaskan cruise by giving us the street address, city, state, zip code, and what you think might be in my pocket. Go ahead.
All right, it's 6135 E Street, Springfield, Oregon, 97478. And I'm going to have to take it as a ticket stub.
No.
No.
Oh, man.
No.
I should have went there last night.
Yes, you should have went there last night, man.
Everybody else freaking out right now.
Yep.
Well, your next chance to guess, 2 o'clock hour with Wendy Rush a little bit later on this afternoon. For everybody else, never too late to play the game. Check out the vacation picture we're talking about. Maybe hook up with somebody that was there last night. Figure out the clue, and you'll have that chance to win that 7-day Alaskan cruise. All the details about the 96 days of summer, just text the word cruise to 702-739-9636.
Thank you very much.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
When he paused, I thought, for sure.
Man.
All right. Our feel-good story to wrap up the show. About a lemonade stand.
Yeah. Helping some people out.
All right. Do that after Bon Jovi, Living on a Prayer.
Makes me feel good.
Good people makes me feel good.
It's Mike and Carla's feel-good story that we like to call...
Well, her name is Ava Lewis, and she's a whopping 3 years old, and she's doing huge things for Durham, North Carolina, with her little lemonade stand. She's three people, along with her mom, Maggie. They sell gallons of lemonade at her hugely popular little stand. She's this little teeny tiny little thing standing behind there. Mm-hmm. And she sells this so she can help out the women and children at a homeless shelter in Durham. It's the Good Samaritan Inn. They house an average of 130 women and children each night. And it started out this little lemonade stand. Well, now there are a couple of restaurants selling her lemonade as well, because apparently it was her grandmother's recipe.
Oh.
And it's just fantastic. She said, her mom said, you know, I told everyone I was going to retire at around 40. I guess Ava's going to help me retire sooner than that.
Right.
She said people pop up even when we're tearing down the little lemonade stand. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, as a matter of fact, this past week, she reached her goal of buying baby wipes and diapers for most of the women and children who are in that shelter. It's going that well.
Must be good lemonade.
And no kidding. The director at the shelter said, it just makes my day that her mother is teaching her at such a young age to care for others and to share this with people who may be having a hard time. So,
awesome.
Yeah, 3 years old. I know.
That's a great story. Listen, and we always say this, if you have a feel-good story you want us to hear about, submit it through the Mike and Carla Morning Show page at 96.3kklz.com. 9:40, getting ready to kick off the 96-minute morning music marathon. A recap of this morning. Phil Solem of the Rembrandts.
Yeah.
Told us, finally let it out of the bag. It's mm-hmm. four, not five.
Yep, it is four, people.
Not five.
No.
You want to find out what we're talking about? We posted the interview with Phil from the Rembrandts.
Yeah,
wow. They got a new album out, by the way.
They do.
It's on the Mike and Carla Morning Show page. Check it out.
Four, not five. You guys always exaggerate, don't
yes.
you? Always got to go larger.
I thought it was five.
No,
it's four. It sounded like a good idea at the time, but the grasshopper pizza, maybe not.
Oh!
Ooh, you don't need to send us pictures.
Oh, man. Karen, thank you, but no thanks.
And your next chance to score that 7-day Alaskan cruise, 2 o'clock with Wendy Rush. I can't believe. I thought for sure somebody would get through who was there last night.
Did I?
Picked up the bonus clue.
Wow.
But good luck. All right. Otherwise, do have a great day. Be careful. Be safe. Be kind to each other.
Mike and Carla Morning Show.
The greatest way to start my day.
Set the tone for the day.
If you missed the show today, catch up now. Download the Mike and Carla Morning Show podcast, as well as showbiz news, interviews, and more at 96.3kklz.com or on the KKLZ app on iTunes or Google Play stores. The fun returns tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. on 96.3kklz.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.